House Bill 1005, an act to prohibit the discharge of a firearm within 660 feet of an occupied dwelling, church, schoolhouse, or certain livestock while on certain public waters, and to provide a penalty.
House Bill 1005, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Knoll.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. Well, this bill really should be on consent. It is really a simple little bill. If you don't believe me, just you should have been in the committee. This bill, this law, unfortunately, we spent a lot of our time up here addressing and passing laws that really try to get at a very, very few people in this state. And unfortunately, there are, I will call them sportsmen, although they're not. They're the kind of people that will take advantage of any opportunity without regard to anyone else's personal property or safety. This particular bill came out of the summer study in an area of concern with the flooded lands up in northeast South Dakota, where small sloughs, small bodies of water have risen to the point where they're rather large and deep lakes. Some of those bodies of water have inundated private land to the point where it's right up next to the building site. We have some people, believe it or not, that think it's proper to get into a duck boat and park their boat within a very short distance of a occupied farmstead on public water, which is legal under today's law, and shoot ducks and geese. The summer study committee agreed that we don't think it's proper for that to happen. We think it's really a safety issue, and we came up with a bill that prohibited any discharge of firearm on any public water. Well, when that bill reached committee, there was a great deal of concern because it was rather far-reaching and it addressed a lot of areas of public water in this state. Through a great deal of negotiations and arm twisting from a lot of folks, the bill you see in front of you was a hoghouse amendment onto that summer study committee bill. And it, in plain and simple terms, says that on the public water, when it inundates or covers private property, you cannot get on a boat, go within 660 feet of any occupied dwelling, church, schoolhouse, or any livestock, and discharge a firearm. That's simply what it states. It's a common sense. I don't think, I would say probably 99.9% of the people in this state would not even question the fact that that would be wrong. But like I said, unfortunately, we'd have to deal with those few people who cannot and will not recognize people's rights. That's why you have this bill here today, and that's precisely what it addresses to do, is prohibit discharge of a firearm while on the surface of water within 660 feet of an occupied dwelling. I'd stand by for questions and urge your approval. Thank you.
Further remarks, House Bill 1005. Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I'm going to support this bill today. I just want to clarify one thing. The bill as presented limits hunting on public waters on land that has been inundated, the assumption being that that is land that was formerly dry land that has been inundated, and that would be the only limiting factor. Those lands that were previously dry land, private properties that are now inundated by public water. The bill says no person may discharge a firearm while on any public waters in this state that inundate privately owned property. The way that I interpret that is that it doesn't make any difference how long that private property has been inundated. For example, if a person owns land in the Prairie Pothole Country in eastern South Dakota, some of those potholes have been there for 10,000 years. They are privately owned land. That's water that inundates that. That water is public water. There has been no regulation on that in the past in terms of a person being able, if they could access that from a public right-of-way, people could go in and hunt on those lands. My interpretation is of this is this wouldn't affect, would not just affect those lands which have been recently been flooded, it would affect any water that inundates private land where you could access that from a public right-of-way. It would prevent people from hunting within 660 feet of a building or an animal. I would take a correction from the sponsor on that if I'm mistaken, but I believe that's the way I interpret it.
Further remarks on House Bill 1005.
Speaker,
Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to follow up on Representative Tupel's observations. I don't disagree with his assessment, and I think that's exactly what we want to have happen, and that is that sportsmen of all kinds respect that 660-foot distance, and I'd urge members to support this bill. This has been an issue last session that was had a considerable amount of difficulty with it, but I think we're in a point now where both sides feel they have an operable bill, and I applaud the committee for coming to the floor with this bill, and I urge members to support House Bill 1005 as amended.
Further remarks, Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, well, I would like to commend the summer study who worked long and hard on this issue. And if you remember Representative Knoll's opening remarks that they thought they had kind of an ideal situation going into bring the bill before that body, before the committee, and then it ran into some roadblocks and needed some changes. From my observation, I guess, in the last couple years of the process here, saw that last year we realized that there was basically a void in the law, which a lot of people probably thought it existed. Right now, currently in law, on dry land, forget the notion of water, but if there's no water present, nobody can discharge a firearm 660 feet from in the same litany that's in this bill, regardless of who owns the property. That law, I believe, is put in place because of a safety issue, because we realize it doesn't matter who owns the land, it's just unsafe to shoot within 660 feet of where people or livestock could be present. And I think that's the premise that the summer study brought the bill forward to the committee with. And there is now a niche carved out in that. Is this better than current law? Yes. But I guess I don't understand the artificial niche that's carved out in here, that it's okay depending on who owns the land underneath the water in some cases than it is in other issues. I guess to me, if it's a safety issue, it's a safety issue, and it shouldn't matter who's standing on whose ground when you shoot. If it's unsafe to shoot in one instance, and should be in every instance. So I just want to make sure that everybody realize that. Yes, is this better than the current law? Yes, I believe it is, but I don't understand the reason for the niche, and I just want to alert people that there is a bill coming forward later on in the session that will address that as currently written. That address it strictly from a safety issue. It says it's just plain unsafe to shoot around these, just like we currently say it is on dry land. So I just want people to be aware of that before you vote on the bill.
Further remarks on House Bill 1005? Seeing none, the question before the House then is the final passage to House Bill 1005. Those in favor vote aye, opposed nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1005. At this time, we have a couple of introductions on behalf of Representative Larry Frost, his page, Chris Volsky. His parents are in the balcony today, Roger and Colleen Volsky. Please stand. Representative Davis would also like to introduce a guest of hers, Bob Kirschman of Sioux Falls. Pat and Bob Kirschman, please stand.
Representatives Bradford, Jensen, and Denifan. Representative Denifan. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, nays 3.
House Bill 1005 has received majority vote. Members elect is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.